Blog Talk Radio.
Well, la-di-da, la-di-da. I guess I should probably... I'm going to do this. Here you go.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, that's something I'm going to have to learn how to do.
What's that?
Put an intro on.
Well, I can show you how. Next time we're in the studio together, I will show you how that... Oh, my gosh, Kat. Kenny's on my table, and he got caught in my spiral notebook and my calendar.
Now, whose
the
table
cat.
Is that, actually?
Yeah, exactly.
Yours?
Whose table? Who do I think I'm fooling, right?
He lets you sit at his table.
Now I have to actually beg him to get out of my chair from time to time.
Nice.
Because he thinks it's his chair.
Well, you know, I remember seeing something somewhere. Somebody made the comment that cats back in ancient Egypt were considered gods and deities, and the cats never forgot that.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
You know, we humans kind of lost their way, but the cats always remembered.
So
yeah,
I
don't know. Well,
you have today's word of the day.
Well, I do. You know, it's something I've been thinking a lot about. Honestly, I see it everywhere in my world, and it's the word transmute. Now, it's got a pretty specific meaning.
It does indeed.
Now, it's really my sincerest hope that Mary, with her studio access, is going to give us a book definition maybe for it.
Oh, man, you want to give me the pop quiz today, huh?
Well, no, I'll tell you what. I thought the thing is that I'd like to say, I'm going to say what my thing, I think it is. I think it's alchemy. Now, this
well,
is something
yeah,
I've learned
basically,
a lot about. And basically just looking at whatever you have before you, looking at all of its pieces and parts and see how it's put together, and basically using those pieces and parts to recreate something else, kind of like Legos.
Well, yeah, it's to change the form, nature, or substance of something. Okay, in fact, on our creative circle days, we transmute raw materials into works of art.
Yes, yes, okay.
That's what
that's
we
good.
Do.
That's good.
And, I mean, it's altering, adapting, converting, metamorphosing, transmogrify. I like that word.
Yeah,
oh,
transmogrify.
Oh, my God, I forgot about transmogrify. That's just such a fun word to say. Transmogrification. Transmogrifying. Transmogrified.
That's
it's
awesome.
Transformed in a surprising or magical manner. The cucumbers that were ultimately transmogrified into pickles.
Really?
Well, if you think about it, Gene, you and I have been transmogrified.
Yeah?
2 years ago, you were just Gene Albertson. I was just Mary Brotherton.
Okay.
We were individuals who had never met each other in this lifetime. And when we met in person at Green Gables, the house on historic Riverview Village, we transmogrified into instant friends. And then after very little prompting from Jennifer, we transmogrified into the duo that takes a break every day on Be Unique Radio.
Oh, very cool. Okay. I see what you're saying. And we did. That's exactly what we did.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty cool.
We morphed. Yeah.
Well, the only reason I was thinking about that is because one of our guests on one of our other shows, like last year, a book explaining really about the like Alchemy 101, if you will. And how it related to another story that he was talking about. And, you know, reading that and really...
He was he wrote a book about the secret behind the alchemist's secret.
Yes. And that's what it is. Is the secret is like the step, the 101 of it. Just it's very simple. You just take a look at everything you got and turn it into something positive. If it's negative, if it's positive, keep it positive, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that it's pretty interesting. And the reason it came up with it is I've had recently a lot of inner contemplation and about, you know, the direction of my life and the way that I view myself as putting myself in a position to save the world every day since I've been, you know, born. But, I mean, just the whole idea of you use what you have available to you. How many times have you heard, you know, I just don't have enough. I just can't do that because of this much. I don't have. And my feeling is that's where transmutation comes in so handy, is if you've got three things and what you want to do takes five, well, okay, why do you want to do that? So is there a way to accomplish that just using three things, maybe pick up three more later on? And that kind of thing is to me, I think, is transmuting. And I think going forward in 2021, I think that's got to be something on people's minds, because we've got this all these wonderful, beautiful, excellent pieces and parts of our world that a lot of people are having struggles with because they aren't the way they used to be. And let's just, you know, take the same ones, the same pieces we got in our hands, and kind of let's see what we got. Let's go forward with something different but what we've got. And my goodness, what a freeing thought.
It is.
You know?
It's.
Don't need no more stuff. Just use the stuff you got, you know?
And we have more than people realize. We have all kinds of stuff
that you would never even consider thinking about, maybe unless you thought about it. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, don't think about it until you do.
Exactly. And then when you do, wow, what a great idea. So anyway, I've been thinking about that driving because today is kind of unusual for us, Mary. We've been doing a lot of our stuff pre-recorded for various reasons, and today's a live show.
Yes, today is live, and we have, I don't know, about another 10 minutes or so, roughly. So if anybody wants to call in, they can, 516-418-5651, and tell us what is on your mind.
Yeah, what are you transmuting, you know? I'd like to know. We all have it in us, that's for sure. Yeah, today I'm kind of out and about, Mary. I don't know if I told you, I'm on the road, back like the old days. I'm pulled over under a shade tree beside the highway doing my show. So it's kind of fun, back to the old days.
Yeah, it's kind of neat because I can remember when we first started, you would have to go and find a place and figure things out, and, you know, listen to airplanes overhead.
Remember that place I went to? It was an awesome little park I've been waiting to go to, and I went in there. I couldn't imagine why everybody wasn't there, and I hadn't done it before. And about that time, the airplanes started flying over one after the other.
Then you knew. That was easy to know at that point.
Kind of reminded me of the time I filled my bicycle tires up really, really full. And I was so excited, and I'm going down the road, the thing's flying like it's on air. And I'm thinking, wow, why didn't I think about this before? And of course, about that time they heated up and popped, and I knew why I didn't think about that before.
Oh, we have a caller.
Hey, caller.
Hi.
Hello there.
How you doing?
It's Barb.
Oh, yeah.
At the farm.
Imagine meeting you.
Am I live on the?
You are live on the radio. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Well, I just saw Gene. I just saw him at the store.
We just ran into each other.
Oh, that's funny. What a small, small world.
Yeah. So then I said, let me listen to the show. But I'm listening to a different show, but it said it was live, so I called in, and it's not the same one.
Oh,
but that's
man.
Okay.
Wow.
No, do you know which show
travel.
You were listening to?
No. I'm trying to think what Jean was talking about. I just tuned in, like, I think it said 12:05.
Uh-huh.
Something like And so I heard a little bit of it, and then I said, and then it said to call in. You were live, unlike most times, and you had talked about because of different things, you weren't always going to do a live show. And then I said, well, let me call in since it's live. But when I was waiting, I'm saying that's not what I'm listening to, but that's okay anyway.
well, we're glad you called.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you. It's a hot day out.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
I actually turned the air conditioner on in my car.
Yeah. I heard it's going to be in the 90s all week.
Oh, wow.
Which, that's a little unusual, isn't it, for this month?
It's a little
or
warm.
No?
It's a little warm.
Okay.
Well, but I'm looking forward to the warm weather like I didn't before because my life is changing as far as where I'm going to be able to spend my time. And so
okay.
I might be able to go back to the beach again. I haven't been to the beach for so long. It's not that hot at the beach, is it? I mean, the sea breeze and the
sure.
water. Let's see what happens.
Which beach do you go to?
Well, I've never really been to the beach in many, many years, since years ago when I lived in Jacksonville. But my friend of mine went to work for a park here close to the Rockets, and there's a nude beach down there, and I've been thinking about going and checking that out. Just to say.
Oh
there.
Yeah, Jean was gardening in the nude the other day. Did you know that?
No, I don't believe that.
It was nude gardener's day, wasn't it?
It's International Naked Gardening Day. Gardening the way nature intended. You know, and so people across the globe go and just do some gardening naked. One time I didn't have a garden, so I went and took my plant in the shower with me and watered it in the shower. Didn't that work? You know, same thing.
Oh,
that's
pretty hysterical.
Smart.
That's funny.
That's one way to do it.
You know.
Well, and,
but it was fun.
And my the big overgrown stuff I have there in the center, it's dead. And I was supposed to call the gardener and see if you take out the dead, but I don't want to. I want to leave the live alone, but I wouldn't dare go in there with no clothes on, let alone with clothes on. And what's it with the turtles? Today I had to stop on the road. The man in front of me put his flashers on, and the turtles are crossing the road when people are coming.
Oh,
mating season.
I've just seen this. Oh.
Why does the turtle cross the road to get to his girlfriend?
Oh. That's the third one I've seen in the last few weeks.
Really?
That somebody stops and picks them up. Yeah,
well,
and I
nice.
Heard they have, that's very nice they do that. I gave them the thumbs up. That was wonderful. But I think I heard they might have salmonella or something. You have to wash your hands afterwards.
Yeah, they could.
Well, I don't know. They must be on the move, you know, and that started me thinking about that the other thing I'm wanting to watch for, because we're all kind of talking about the same geographic area, sort of general, is up here, up the road a little ways, when it rains really hard all night, I guess the walking catfish come out of the water and walk in the parking lot. And
oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to be... It's up at the Canaveral National Seashore, someone told me. So if you go there, like as soon as they open in the morning, you can go there, and these walking catfish are all walking around in the parking lot. So I'm going to go see.
Oh, my. So they're walking catfish.
Yeah.
And
they get out, they walk out of the water and walk around and, I guess, going looking for more water.
And this is at Canaveral Seashore?
Canaveral National Seashore, yeah.
That's also the naked seashore, isn't it? No, that's Paradise Beach.
Yeah, it's where the nude beach is, where all the Rockets are. Sounds like a pretty cool place. I'm going to start hanging out there a little bit.
Lord have mercy. I will not be going with you to do a remote show from there. I can promise you that.
No. They have other beaches too, by the way. That's not happening.
You know what else isn't happening?
What?
Yeah.
Any more of today's show. It's already quarter.
I was just thinking that.
Showtime is over.
I'll call back again.
I would love that. We're not, you know, we always try to announce it at the beginning of the show when we're having a live show. And for those of you who don't know, Barb is one of our show sponsors. And this is the lovely researcher that I keep telling you all about in our other shows.
Yes.
She's done so much research for us. And I cannot tell you how much it means to me.
Well, you're very welcome.
Amazing.
I love doing it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, have a good day, everybody.
Thank you. You too. I'm going to hit our generic exit button, and we'll talk to you all another time. Bye, everybody.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazines receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.